This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats summoned former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify next week in their impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. And VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on a key vote today.
With Thursday's vote on a resolution that lays out rules for the impeachment inquiry, Speaker Pelosi takes a key argument away from Republicans who say Trump is the victim of an illegitimate investigation.
They're now attempting to sort of put a cloak of legitimacy around this process by saying they're going to bring it to a vote on the floor. They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
House Democrats caution this is not a vote impeaching President Trump, but a step in the investigation that will allow for public hearings. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
White House officials say they were caught by surprise with Chile's announcement that it's canceling two summits, including one President Trump was to attend next month, where he was to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other leaders. The president, Sebastian Piñera, announced Wednesday that due to continuing anti-government protests in Santiago, his country will no longer host the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. 3 days after President Trump stepped up to a White House podium and told the world Islamic State leader Abu Bakr Baghdadi was finally dead, military officials gave the public a glimpse of the raid. VOA's Carla Babb.
Footage shows U.S. air power leveling the area after stripping data from the compound, taking two prisoners, and collecting Baghdadi's remains.
The way it looked afterwards, it was pretty clear the success of the standoff munitions that we employed to ensure that it would not be a shrine or otherwise memorable in any way. It's just another piece of ground.
But the general cautioned Baghdadi's death isn't the end of Islamic State.
That is VOA's Carla Babb reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is